Good morning. This morning, we hear from the Apostle Paul writing from prison to the churches in Philippi. During a time of hardship, Paul writes about what it means to find contentment in his faith. Let us imagine that Paul is writing from prison to us today, coaching us on our own spiritual lives. I was very glad in the Lord, because now at last you have shown concern for me again. Of course, you were always concerned, but had no way to show it. I'm not saying this because I need anything, for I have learned how to be content in any circumstance. I know the experience of being in need and of having more than enough. I have learned the secret to being content in any and every circumstance, whether full or hungry, or whether having plenty or being poor. I can endure all these things through the power of the one who gives me strength. Still, you have done well to share my distress. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God in Spirit, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Emily. We have started our summer series, and as many of you know, in summer worship, we like to hear from our members and sometimes some guests. And so this summer, our theme is Sacred Places, Sacred Moments. And we're hearing from one another about where we find sacred place, where we find sacred moments. Last week, Peter kicked off our series beautifully as he talked about his experience as a psychologist and as an educator about creating safe space and sacred space in the classroom. And today, we hear from Dana Kaplan, who is a new member. She just officially joined us 6 weeks ago. And to prove it, we finally had her sign the book this morning. She has already been teaching in church school and actively involved with our congregation. And I have to say, it takes a certain amount of social courage to get up in front of a new congregation and give a message. And she's prepared a beautiful one. So please welcome Dana as she shares with us about sacred place and contentment.
Hi, my name is Dana. I've been coming to United Parish for almost 3 years. I had the joy of teaching this previous year as a Sunday school teacher and recently joined as an official member last month, as Ken said.
We're getting a lot of applause about that.
When Kent and Amy reached out about delivering a homily on the summer theme, Sacred Spaces, Sacred Moments, there were about a million different thoughts that went through my mind. Something that stuck out in the description of what these spaces could consist of was moments in time in which we feel particularly connected to the divine. I immediately felt drawn to the space where I feel closest to God. It's a fairly new space that I have started to explore, which is the feeling of being content. Being in your 20s, it can feel like the world tells you the goal is happiness. I open social media and I see people traveling, eating the best foods, hanging out with friends, celebrating their accomplishments. And of course, my goal starts to become how to achieve happiness and the laundry list of experiences that people tell you to reach peak happiness. The word content suddenly is terrifying. When the goal is to maximize your happiness, you can't be content. In fact, being content isn't good enough. It's boring. It's something you're supposed to feel when you're older, when you've already experienced all that life has to offer. The thing about happiness I've realized so far is that life comes with highs and lows. Paul speaks on this in the passage I chose. At the time, he was writing from prison to churches in Philippi. He describes the hardship of prison and the possibility of death, which I imagine to be quite intense and stressful. And yet he speaks about how he knows what it's like to be in need or when he has plenty. And he's able to feel content in all of these scenarios because he is able to trust in God to give him strength through it all. The translation in Greek for the word content used by Paul is oktarth. Its literal meaning is self-sufficient, self-supporting, independent. However, Paul isn't talking about independence from God. He's referring to the independence of external circumstances. Experiencing contentment and peace when you have nothing to do with the events and situations that you're facing. It's much easier said than done. I can't say that I'm always in a state of content. I have my highs where I'm overjoyed. Life is great. I have my lows where the day could only end in tears. However, at the end of the day, it's understanding and realizing that all these events are out of my control. I've been more than blessed to have both negative and positive experiences in my life to teach me how much closer I can be to God when I'm trusting in God's plan and not focus on the external worldly factors which impact me. I can say that I'm learning to be more and more content with who I am and who God wants me to be. I'm content with my disabilities, my sexuality, the fact that I am mixed race, my physical form, my intellectual capabilities, my capacity of empathy, my overall identity, because I know that God has made me in their image. I am only learning more and more every day what is out of my control, good or bad, to try and find how it is a blessing. I feel blessed that I am able to learn how to be content, especially at my age. It's easy to feel the first emotion that comes to me when something happens, but I've learned to feel content in my moments of happiness, like when my father got baptized last year after a long period of wrestling with his faith and questioning his transition from Judaism to Christianity. Of course, I felt joy and happiness when he told me that he was going to be baptized. But after being able to ground myself with God and know that it was God's plan all along to bring me back to the feeling of content. When I was laid off from my job recently, I was upset, and it was a day that did end in tears. But I ultimately knew that God had a plan for me. He knew that I was miserable at my old job, and I would never leave if I was not pushed. I could return to feeling content, knowing that God's plan could only hold better things for me. I think Paul would have also told us to feel content, even in times where drastic events aren't out of our control. Those mundane moments, which are easily forgettable because it's not an extraordinary event in our lives. My mundane moment starts in my car. I will say it is truly a miraculous moment if anyone else has been in the car with me, and I'm sure that my family and friends will not believe me. But I'll partially blame it on the fact that I was brought up in Jersey. Driving in the city, it can feel near impossible to not get at least annoyed on the road. Something miraculous happens every week. Every Sunday after church, I get in the car, and suddenly everyone on the road is no longer an enemy. It's easy to let people go first, excuse their mistakes, or even let the impatient driver cut me off. I feel almost lightheaded and a sense of warmth that surrounds me on this 10-minute ride back. It's odd to say that my sacred moment or space is on this car ride, but I feel as if I have a little taste of heaven every time. There is only peace that settles in my heart and God's love that envelops me in my mundane moment. I'm not saying that we shouldn't feel all of the emotions that God has graced us with experiencing, but rather implore us to explore the feeling of content. Where in your life do you think you can experience contentment in your day-to-day? Is it sharing a meal with loved ones, walking outside, journaling, or maybe just collapsing on the couch after a long day and taking a moment to breathe? I hope that we can all learn to grasp more of our mundane moments and trust that whatever emotion or circumstances that come our way, we will always be able to return to the feeling of contentment, a little taste of heaven with the divine.